Hello and welcome to In Her Corner, a podcast dedicated to celebrating and empowering women working at every level of sport, on and off the field. I'm In Her Corner's host and founder, Liseli Sitali. This week, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently. I'm not going to be interviewing a guest. Instead, I'm going to be looking back over the last 5 months since I launched this podcast and reflecting on the lessons that I've learned from the incredible women that I have had the honor of celebrating with you through sharing their journeys. I've chosen to take this week as a reflections episode because it feels fitting for a time when we're commemorating those who lost their lives in fighting to protect our civil liberties through Remembrance Day. Without the selfless sacrifices of the countless men and women, I would not have the opportunity to have created this platform. It also feels apt to be taking a moment to celebrate the significant strides that women have made in recent history, namely Kamala Harris becoming the first U.S. vice president, as well as Dr. Katherine Yensen being on the brink of developing a COVID-19 vaccine. All evidence, once again, of the incredible feats that women can achieve when given a real opportunity and platform without hindrance or condition. This is the main reason that I started In Her Corner. I wanted to spotlight what happens when you give women a proper opportunity and a proper chance to level the playing field, and why I will remain resolute in my dedication to it. To help us to overcome the lack of representation of women working in leadership roles where they can affect change, particularly in an industry like sport, we all need to take responsibility for creating an industry that makes space for women to progress and thrive. And that starts with us challenging ourselves to do better in how we show up for all underrepresented groups, not just women. As well as leaning into the key lessons that we have gleaned from women who have lived experiences of being the few but incredibly impactful trailblazers who continue to make waves on and off the field. So without further ado, I want to spend some time just diving into some key lessons that I've learned over the course of the 18 episodes that I've been lucky to bring you so far. And these are key themes that have come out as a result of the conversations I've had with the women, as well as the learnings that they've shared themselves from their time working in the sports industry or indeed being an athlete. And these are not in any sort of particular order in terms of the importance awaiting, because I think each one of them carries equal significance in just slightly, different ways. But I do think it is important for me, and I think it's because many people ask me the questions, and I'm lucky that people take such an interest on what I think about certain episodes and learnings. So I thought this would be a good moment to address that. So one of the key things, and I think it's always struck me and one of my main motivations for entering the industry, is that we all have a job in redefining sports gender. The widespread portrayal and experience of sports so far has been inherently male. And this is a key barrier to participation of women playing in sport and working within it, because it doesn't allow them to see themselves in the most celebrated and most decorated moments of an industry and a pastime we love. So what we need to do is we need to find a way to dismantle this limiting gender definition and image of sport in order to make it truly accessible and empowering for all genders, not just women, because it's true to say that also the type of masculinity and male identity that we have defined sport in is also not inclusive to all men. And this is probably because the sports industry, and this is another learning I've gained from the women and their experiences, is that the sports industry is essentially a hyper extension of a lot of the inequities that we see in society, but most specifically gender inequity. However, one of the things that I've been struck by, and it's really, really spurred me on in my own challenges, has been how empowering each one of the women has been in terms of how they've met this challenge. Each one of them has taken the time to unapologetically find a way to claiming their rightful seat at the table and finding a way to then create a ladder to encourage other women to participate within the industry, whether through progressing with a professional career as an athlete or indeed as a professional, and also looking at ways to encourage more women to stay within our industry. This also brings me on to another really key learning, and one that I have a very positive lived experience through, which is the power of male allies in helping women to stay in the industry and be able to overcome the gender inequities that exist, which is male allies and men taking a real role in addressing gender inequity through their advantaged and majority position in our industry. And I'll take some time to sort of share a little learning that, you know, created a little bit of an inner smile moment for me when I started this. And I'm a marketer by trade. And when I started this podcast, I made sure that I sort of set up all my analytics to be able to understand who was listening to my podcast and what that looked like, so I could always refine and improve the content to serve them. And one of the things that has sort of drawn a little bit of a kind of ironic but really heartwarming learning has been that the majority of the audience who listen to this podcast are actually male, which I never expected. I have to say, when I first learned that, it took me a little by surprise, but in a good way. I think it's really important that we create platforms where we can bring men and women together to learn from each other and see each other's experiences. And my hope is that through the men, who I thank for taking the time to listen, to educate themselves about women's lived experiences working in our industry, I hope you see the power that you have to be able to change a lot of the opportunities for women and in a really positive, tangible way. And this also then brings me on to the subject of allyship and the learnings that I've got from all the women and their different experiences of the importance of rooting diversity, equity, and inclusion within their business strategy. As you know, you'll know from listening to this podcast, this is a subject really close to my heart. And one of the things that has come out really from the experience of every single woman has been how much they, as a business leader, have taken ownership for driving this forward in their organizations, or if they're not in a leadership position, how they have been encouraged by seeing their business leaders looking to find ways to create open spaces and cultures for people within their organizations to lean into creating the change that they need to see, as well as themselves as leaders being courageous in initiating conversations on topics around diversity, equity, and inclusion, rather than leaving that work to HR and employee resource groups, who are often made up of the very marginalized groups that we should all be advocating on behalf of rather than leaving to. And so I think really the reflection there about what happens when you're in a leadership position and how you can influence greater representation for groups that are marginalized has been something that has really struck me. And I think a lot of the women are really astute to this, because unfortunately a lot of women come from often marginalized positions of power when they're in organizations. However, despite this, one of the things that really stays for me and is incredibly admirable about each and every single woman in their own different ways is how they have all stayed rooted to their purpose and have never been deterred from pursuing their dreams, despite the countless challenges and obstacles that they've faced along their way. However, I've loved how every woman has more or less expressed, not in these exact words, but in the sentiment and how they've gone on to live through it, that they have used those challenges to simply build and embolden their characters and refocus their energy and their purpose to ensure that they can then achieve their goals. Or, as the new US vice president would say, they have remained really committed to dreaming with ambition and following through by leading with conviction. So as we look forward with renewed hope and purpose to rebuilding and revitalizing our communities, particularly through the power of sport, I'd like to urge you all to live through and see through a mantra that I gained from the late, great Nelson Mandela, which is, may your choices reflect your hopes and not your fears. Fear is something that keeps us small and prevents us from having the courage to show vulnerability. And as I've learned from a really brilliant scholar who I am obsessed with in her research, and I'd urge you to go and look at and lean into her work, Dr. Brené Brown, there's an insurmountable strength in showing vulnerability, because vulnerability allows you to be seen and heard. and being seen and heard inspires us to lead change. And this also brings me on to something that I want to take the moment to thank you all for, because for all those of you who take the time to tune in and tune out each week, write to me, share your sort of observations, refer people for this podcast, you've truly made me feel seen and heard. And you've made this tiny little girl, and I really mean it when I say tiny little girl, if you've never met me or seen pictures of me, I'm not the tallest. You've made me feel 10 foot tall and really emboldened me to continue on, because you have taken the time to show me that you're in my corner, and that means a lot. So I hope that you tune in next week when I'll be back to share the story of another incredible woman working in sport, and that you tune in for all the weeks after, because I'll keep on coming. And I want to remind you that all the previous 18 episodes are available for you to listen to, subscribe, and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major streaming platforms. Until next week, stay safe and well.